Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks, where we offer our side of the issues. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show. You can also listen to us on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please rate, like, review, subscribe, and share. And if no one else has told you today, we love you. Now let's get into the show. So have you seen Cardi B lately?
Yeah, and she does not look like Cardi B anymore.
She doesn't. I mean, she is like unrecognizable.
She looks like Lil' Kim. She and Lil' Kim could be twins now.
Shit. Okay.
What happened? What? Why did she do this? She was such a cutie before.
Oh my gosh. You know, and I like Cardi B, but like, and you know, I really didn't think she was the type of person
who would do that.
She has fucked with her face so much to where I know that when her kids get older and they see old video of her, they're not gonna know that's her. That's how different her face looks.
I don't understand. To me, it just all trick. You never know what somebody's going through inside. But to me, when you do that, that's a pretty good indicator that you don't like anything about yourself. That's like growing, like just put some horns. Can you put a horn? No, not right there. I want it in the center.
In the center. Like even
now, move it over a little bit. I need it right there.
He has had to have had like facelifts. Like I'm talking intense.
Oh, for sure, facelifts. She's had no implants and nose jobs, and she's had a lot of work. Her teeth. I thought that when she did her teeth, I was completely on board with that because one of the first things I'm going to do when I get my bag is my teeth.
Child, we gonna be at that office at the same time, like
Botox.
Yeah, and I won't
Botox man. How you doing?
Yes,
but that is like, what do you make of that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's like you get caught. You have a lot of money. Plus, they tend to do a lot of pro bono work for celebrities, but I think you get caught up. But I think it's the type of thing where
nobody's telling you the truth.
She's got a husband. It would seem like your husband would be like,
he don't like her no more.
I don't know. But she
seems regular. He seems regular. And plus he's experienced loss.
Yeah.
In his life that do they even relate to each other anymore? I don't know. That's not my business. But I will say this. It's not even cute. It's not even pretty.
It's not cute. And the other thing, though, I think like they don't think about is that when you're in that business, people relate to you and who they think you are. You know, you connect to that person as how you sort of you imprint you, in mm-hmm. a way.
How you were introduced to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like she comes back and it's like, who is that with Cardi's voice?
Mm-hmm. You are Michael Jackson now. You, Michael right. Jackson and Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced it's not the same person.
Right.
It might be the same person.
It is so different. And she's even done more to her body. Like her butt is huge.
I thought she said she was getting rid of those things.
She has added. She has added
she to always
her
had
butt.
A cute little shape.
She had a normal because she already had some added butt. And it was like, okay, just stop. But like, she added more this round. So I don't know. I have a theory. Crazy.
I have a theory. Okay, so Oprah used to say when she would talk about her weight journey, her weight loss journey, mm-hmm. that it's not about what you're eating, it's what's eating you. I think that when you do that type of extensive plastic surgery to where you are, there are some men like that too. I mean, like Mickey Rourke, have you seen his ass?
Oh.
Have you seen, I mean, it's some men who have had some bad. Sylvester Stallone, what the fuck?
A mess. His mom looked bad too. It was somebody, some other man who looked frightening.
When you do that type of thing to your, to yourself, where you are not, it's not like you're doing enhancements. You are like completely changing your facial structure. Mm-hmm. That is what is eating you. To me, that is indicative of what something might be eating you.
But have you seen Kylie
Jenner
lately?
I haven't seen her lately, but I know she looks completely different than when to a few years ago. So, and she's young too. Why is she doing that shit?
Young. She is young. So she's wearing less makeup and stuff now. She went to some fashion show or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want what's best for everybody. I honestly still believe she's a beautiful girl. I think that she's a beautiful girl inside.
Mm-hmm. Really? And, Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, I do. I think that she's...
I'm not familiar with her.
...actually a good person, especially considering growing up with that level of attention and scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine going through puberty.
In front of the whole world. Globe.
Remember what coming into your own was like, just being, you know, on a small level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember... I remember, like, once I sort of came into my own, people, like, giving me a little bit of attention, but it was odd, because straight up, before that, niggas wasn't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was not checking for me. And this went for, as far as boys, adults, you know, just, like, because adults were the same, that'd be like, oh, she's a pretty girl, or this person's. Mm-hmm. I wasn't the one people was like, oh my god, what a pretty look. That wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I couldn't imagine being like a Cardi, not Cardi, but Kylie, because that's what people were doing to her, like
saying how pretty she was, or not checking for her.
You know, compared to, because her other sisters, you know,
are. Kim Kardashian, I mean, come on.
But Kim used to be hot, you know. But to me, Kim is another person that looks, I feel like her plastic surgery makes her look older. But Kylie looks 40 years old right now.
Oh my gosh. I think she's a beautiful girl. I mean, I always thought Kylie was a very pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Without any, like before she became, you know, enmeshed in the whole celebrity of it all, I thought she was a pretty girl.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing. She had beautiful eyes. There was nothing. But the point being, for people like Kylie and a lot of people in that generation, I mean, because there's been like this viral ongoing thing about how old a lot of look.
Yes.
And that is true. That is true. They definitely look way older than we looked at that age.
I'm gonna tell you now, you know, this is no shade or anything like that to Gen Z today anyway, but listen, they do things that we just didn't do, mm-hmm. and I think that it ages them, like for instance, full beat for school, wigs and weaves. Well, nobody wore wigs before you had to be like a grown up to be wearing wigs and weaves and stuff. Now it's just commonplace, like full beats for school, mm-hmm. and hair down to their butts.
Mm-hmm.
It
ages you.
The lashes of it all.
You're coloring in your eyebrows. It's aging you. But they're also apparently doing stuff that's permanent.
Oh no.
Yeah, there is, but it isn't even just the women. There's this on TikTok. It's this dude who was saying he met The Rock and he wanted to get an autograph. And he said he met The Rock, and The Rock was just saying, oh, this is, he assumed he wanted the autograph for his son. The Rock thought that man was his age, and he made a comment about when they were kids.
No.
And I think the dude was 25.
Oh, hell
but
to the
Rock thought that, and this dude and this kid looked old. He did look old. So, but there's also something they're trying, like, well, is it stress? I don't know. They do look old, Dark Phoenix. A lot of them look, they, there's no way. But Gen Z, they, Gen Z typically think I'm 20 years younger than I am.
Is that right?
Yes. And I really think it's because
they don't, their frame of reference, they're like,
they look old.
They're doing Gen Z math. They're like, okay, so if I'm look, if I'm 23 and I look 40, then she must be.
Right. They're like, well, how do you, I'm like, let me share some with you. This is the correct stage that you're supposed to go through. I don't know what you're doing, but like, cause I look at some of the women, but I already know. Cause I look at the girls and I'm like, if you got to put a filter on your picture in your 20s, you're going to want to jump off a cliff in your 40s.
But you, but let me make a point here. So remember back in the day, and I want to say that you told me this. You you meant, you said this and I never forgot it. When we used to get relaxers,
mm-hmm.
we got, at least I did. I got relaxers for so long. Like I started getting relaxers like 11th grade and I got relaxers all the way up through my adulthood until, you know, fairly recently. Say the past 15 years, I haven't had a relaxer, but you said that we had gotten relaxers so long that we forgot the actual texture of our own hair. Like we did not know how our own, like I actually thought that my hair
was
like that, was straight like that.
Yes.
I think similarly, these Gen Z, they have been putting filters and makeup and beats and hair and all that stuff so long that they probably actually think
That's a good point.
That they look like that, and they and so when you say they want to, they're gonna want to jump off of a cliff, quite possibly, because I want to jump off a cliff the first time I had to put a comb
through your like
through my nappy ass.
Like, like, damn, this is really mine. Yeah, like,
I mean, my hair ain't straight. Like,
because think about it, we used to be like, she got kind of thick, straight, you know, her hair was, is thick, but you would describe a person's hair in how their hair was in its perm state.
In its relaxed state. Yes.
But that was your hair. You would be like, that's how their hair, you didn't think of how their natural, that was their natural state, but that wasn't a natural state, you know?
Man.
But not only that, but these young girls, they get fillers.
No, I hope not. Ladies, no. Don't do it.
So Kylie, part of her problem now is, and that's the thing, and you can see it, she got fillers and it kind of like is puffy and it's like a line that kind of makes it look like a bag.
She's looking like Saul.
Oh, shit.
Like Jada. Oh, shit. Okay. PSA. So I'm blaming the plastic surgeon. I'm blaming the mama. I'm blaming society for allowing, because now that Kylie is an influencer, of course she's going to influence all these young girls like, oh, Kylie got it, I should get it. You know, so I'm not saying that, you know, when you are a celebrity, your face is your business. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you're, that is your moneymaker. So there are certain things that you may do that the general public shouldn't do. But they're going to do it now if they get money, you know, just like all the things that it used to be reserved for celebs. Now the regular average Joe wants to do those things and you're fucking yourself up.
You are fucking yourself up terribly.
Please stop. PSA, stop this shit.
Stop. That's what's wrong stop. With Kylie's, that's why Kylie looks so old. And I'm
blaming the plastic surgeon.
Kylie does look 40. And
whose fault is that though? That is the plastic. Who? What plastic surgeon is going to look at that beautiful girl and be like, yeah, you need some fillers. No 20-something needs fillers.
Nobody does. But it was this girl on TikTok who she had fillers. She had lip fillers. It was all in her face. And she was talking about, oh, somebody said I look like I'm in my 40s. On God, she looked like she was in her 40s. She was like 22, I think she said. I'm not kidding you. She even had the face where her face kind of didn't move. Whoever has started fucking with this girl's face,
they need to be put in jail.
They need to. And she just, and she's like, I can't believe people are saying I should be able to do whatever I want. Well, it isn't a should. You are allowed because you've done it. But then
you look like a fisheye fool.
And you look crazy. You don't. And that's the point. And it's, but it's the same thing with your body. So like I watch all these like shows. So it, you know, it ain't, this ain't something that's just white girls, or it's the same for black girls. You know how many black girls have added on asses and shit? It is so many that have added on asses. And all I would tell anybody is you don't know what your body is going to do, even if you're still in your 20s.
I agree.
You
that.
Do not. So it is insane to go allow somebody to manipulate,
alter permanently.
Yeah. Right. And you haven't even had a baby yet.
Unless you're a stripper.
Even if you're a stripper, these girls look ridiculous. It's like why are you walking around
with these little spindle legs and big asses?
Listen,
doesn't look real. It doesn't look, it's not even a, I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, okay, so, you know, just playing devil's advocate, what is the harm in them looking like, I guess it would be akin to them getting gray hair, you know, extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Except for gray hair extensions you can take out, but you know, it's like, if you want to look like a 40-year-old, then be my guest. You look ridiculous. We trying to look younger. You trying to look like an auntie.
Because you don't be, yeah, because you have some type of filter in your just ability to see reality, I guess I'm saying. You know, you're not allowing, there's a beauty even in how you evolve. In the look that you evolve in, even in your like mid late 30s, that's a really beautiful period aesthetic that you can't understand until you get in that age. But if you are, before you get there, you to let somebody shove, rearrange your ass and thighs, carve this out, blow your lips all out. You really come into a different type of look that's unique at different phases that you need to just experience and go through before you go in letting people carve out your cheeks. And then that's kind of like that rapper Lotto. So she was really young and she going in there letting people BBL her, getting implants and shit. Then she started naturally gaining weight. Then she was looking crazy as fuck because you didn't, ma'am, stop and allow yourself to mature
naturally. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, you didn't allow yourself to come out of puberty, and you going straight laying on the table letting them people plump your ass and shit up. Your ass would have plumped up on its own had you allowed yourself to go through puberty. Now people calling you fat. Now you paranoid trying to lose weight. Now you got this big old stripper ass that's too much, and you look like, and you short. So you look like you about to lost your neck and shit.
A little fire plug.
Yeah, because you had, your body had a plan.
But part of it is the, you know, the microwave generation. They don't wait. They don't want to wait. Everything, they want it now. You know, these other generations want it now. They don't have the same type of, I guess, patience, if you will. And I understand it. I mean, none of us is you know, it's not the most fun thing to do, to have to go through a process and get from A to B in a long process. But I think you are absolutely spot on when you say they don't give themselves, you know, you don't know what your body is going to evolve to, you know. Same thing with, like, you know, like say a Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Michael Jackson was adorable as a young person. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, he, you know, as an entertainer, you know, he had all kind of critics, and, you know, even in his own house, talking about his nose and things like that. But he just went too far. But to your point about these young women, I have to agree with you 100%. You know, you don't even know the best part of, I guess, maturing and getting to a certain age. You don't even, you're never going to experience that best part of it, which is settling into your, you know, into your groove, into your beauty, you know, because you have gone and altered it. And then if you have, heaven forbid, you have kids, because the jeans ain't gonna, the jeans don't have your nose job and your booty.
Show the hell don't.
So the jeans gonna show up, you know.
Yep.
I just, it's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's sad to me.
It's sad.
It's sad because also it's like, that's like the freest stage of your life. You know, it is the most carefree. Do you remember how carefree that period of our lives?
Girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Like,
I could not imagine.
Wasted on the young. Youth is wasted on the young people.
It sure is. Could you imagine during that period of our lives if we were if we were wearing loads of makeup, eyelashes, wigs molded to our head? Could you imagine that shit?
And then going under the knife? Goodness, you're putting your life in danger every time you go under.
Letting somebody blow your lips up.
And changing you permanently. I mean, you know, I remember having, you know, my mom saying things like, you know, about eyeliner, for instance, you know, you're gonna age yourself if you wear too much eyeliner. You know, you look hard. You look, you know, so there was always this tension between how much makeup to wear if you're going to wear it as a young person. And now they just skip the makeup. They just go straight to the surgery.
Yeah. And then they pile on all the makeup. It's like, and then have you noticed though that sex worker culture, it has also through this been mainstream.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Sex, so like, worker culture.
When girls get ready to go out to the club, now girls wear clothing that strippers wore when they're working. I'm like, that's not an outfit. That is not an outfit.
Say more about that. I haven't seen this.
Oh, child. It is standard operating procedures now that when girls go out to the club, they don't wear clothes. Like, you remember how we used to just, you know, get fly, so to speak? Like, no. Regular girls wear like stripper outfits, like boots to the knees, like stripper outfits where your back, literally stripper clothes that strippers used to order from special places. That
good old Amazon. But you know, I will say this though, so I think every generation has some version of attire that the previous generations are like, you look like a whore, or you look like a, you know, you look like a stripper. I mean, I remember, even though what we wore was completely modest compared to what they wear now, I mean, there were still older people like, what you wearing? What you got on? What's that? You know, mini skirts. You know, when I was coming up, mini skirts were the thing.
Yeah.
You know, but remember, everything has a cycle. Well, I don't know about the clothes today, but I do know that, you know, fashion is cycled through like every 20 years. So 20 years before the miniskirt was out, when I was coming up, the miniskirt was out, you know, say when my mom was coming up or whatever. So why wasn't it, you know, a taboo when you were wearing miniskirts? But now it's taboo. Right.
Now it's like, yeah, I do believe that there's some of it. And I believe that every generation thinks that there's a more extreme example of it, even though probably at the beginning of our 20s there was a, I don't know, the 90s was a lot of cover up though. I mean, because there was a lot of
like, yeah,
big it was, clothing
it was very androgynous.
Yeah,
girls dress like dudes.
Yeah, girls, you know, dress like dudes. But it was, I don't know, it was kind of cool because.
Think Mary J.
TLC.
TLC, right.
You know, like, you could wear some, you really, but you know, looking back on it, it was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, you really.
Left something to the imagination.
You left something to the imagination. Like, you had to be. You had to be able to shine because you weren't sitting all your shit out. So like dudes had to really fuck with you because it was not. They definitely couldn't.
They weren't getting any views of your what you were. Nothing. They couldn't preview the goods, if you will. However, let me just say the 80s and 90s fashion was some bullshit. Like, I hope that shit never comes back. We wore the dumbest shit ever.
I don't know.
We wore some dumb shit. I'm like, come on, man. That does nothing for... I mean, I understand not want to show your figure.
Yeah.
Or not want to show your goods. But the clothes that we were wearing did nothing for our figure. We looked like...
studs.
Some boxes.
We looked like studs.
We looked like studs.
And we
I'm talking suit coat jackets.
Ties. Actually, I'm not comfortable discussing this.
Let's just forget it. Yeah. Let's forget that we did that.
Yeah, let's.
Oh,
I don't.
I'm blaming Mary J. Mary J used to wear her hat, her baseball caps, and.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @podfix on Twitter, @official_podfix on Instagram, @podfixnetwork on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.